Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Welcome back to the big show, everyone. Nice to have all of you tuned in as this program is transmitted to nearly 500 weekly stations across the USA. It's time for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, and we're sponsored by Hilton.
We've always believed it matters where you stay, and whether you're on the move for vacation or business, solo or with a group, with nearly 7,000 properties in over 120 countries, Hilton and their 18 world-class brands offer accommodations to meet your every need.
Hilton has welcomed more than 3 billion guests over its 100-year history. We think the Hilton Honors Loyalty Program, well, it's the best out there, and that's why they're the hotel and resorts company that we recommend for your travels. Whether it's exploring a new or familiar city, traveling with family, friends, even your pets, or conducting important business, folks, it's Hilton for the stay. Make your reservations today. Find a direct link to Hilton at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
All right, it's been nearly 27 months since we last checked in with J.D. O'Hara, the CEO of Internova Travel Group. Some of you may recall the company was previously known as Travel Leaders Group, but whatever name you know them by, they're still one of the largest retail, corporate, and entertainment travel companies in the industry. J.D. is patiently waiting for us on that show hotline, so let's get right to him. It's time for today's exclusive Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Well, I just got to say, wow, Mary, 27 months since I last welcomed you to America's number one travel radio show, J.D. I guess either you or us must have been busy during that time. Nice to have you back on with us today.
Thank you so much for having me again. 27 weeks or 27 days, I would have believed you either way, but thank you again for the time. We're excited to be here.
Well, listen, great to have you here. All right. So as you or maybe some of your team may be following, Mary and I, we've been crisscrossing the country with this show almost monthly since April 2021 for our big Let's Go America tour. We're just back from the Hawaii edition. Both Italy and a Mediterranean sea cruise with Seabourn are coming in a few weeks. So we are experiencing all facets of travel, which overall have been good for us. But we still have a ways to go before it feels like, you know, the pre-pandemic days. I want to start off with getting a report on Internova. How's your business doing these days? Maybe where are some areas or divisions that you're seeing the most success? And conversely, JD, you know, where are some areas you're still trying to work your way back from?
Sure. Well, happy to hear that you're out there traveling. I've been doing a bit of the same, and it certainly feels like travel's back. So we're happy to hear that. I think where the business is doing well and where it's not doing well, I think, as compared to 27 months ago, we're doing well across the board, I would say. So since the beginning of the year, we've been actually earning cash, which I would have said was not the case 27 months ago, but we've been producing cash and positive earnings since January. Every month is getting better and better. So, you know, we've kind of restructured the business over the course of the last couple of years. So we've got three main divisions. One is kind of premium and high-end corporate. That division is called the Global Travel Collection. It's doing extremely well. These are kind of more discerning VIP-like clients who really never stop traveling. They just traveled a little bit differently. So whether it be by private jet or resorts and villas, that they would take over perhaps an entire section of a resort. So that's been going well, the Global Travel Collection. The Travel Leaders Group is focused more on leisure, specifically within the cruise and tour segment. Leisure travel, as you know, is kind of picked up more quickly than corporate, which brings me to our last division, which is Altour. Altour on the corporate travel front has been doing actually much better than expected, and at one point was actually outpacing the recovery of leisure. It's since kind of dissipated a little bit, but broadly speaking, corporate travel across the globe is not picking up as quickly as leisure travel. So we're looking forward to that returning to full recovery as well. But that's due to the fact that companies still aren't back to full force,
right,
and back to traveling. But that's picking up month over month quite quickly as well.
And hopefully we'll begin to continue to see that throughout 2023. So JD, I think something that's going to be a long lasting positive of this pandemic period, particularly within the travel industry, is I do think there's a far greater appreciation and understanding of the importance that a good travel advisor can bring to any trip, particularly if you're investing your dollars internationally. Jackie Friedman, you mentioned Travel Leaders Group. She's a show friend, and she heads up one of your divisions at Nexion. But you also have other operations in the travel advisor sector of travel, and I want to give you a chance to speak about that. I'd love to know how you're trying to grow and strengthen that part of Internova's business.
Sure. Jackie's fantastic, so I'm glad you know Jackie. She's a good friend and a wonderful executive of ours. So I would say, you know, kind of navigating through a constant sea of change has certainly solidified the importance of a travel advisors. We are we as travelers are now more than ever reliant on a travel advisor to help in our travel planning. So earlier this year, we launched a campaign to reinforce 2022 as the year of the travel advisor. And we had a campaign that you may or may not have seen called the Go Human, Book Human campaign, where we leveraged our marketing resources to cut through the noise and convince as many consumers as possible to choose to book with a travel advisor versus on their own. So as the campaign showed, algorithms can't match the firsthand knowledge or reassurances that our travel advisors can. So artificial intelligence can certainly facilitate a booking, but doesn't really care about the customer, nor can it provide the exceptional service. So, some of the taglines include, if a machine can't dream, how can it plan your dream vacation? And so we got a lot of positive feedback from that. We're also finding that people want now more than ever reassurances. And so I can't tell you the number of phone calls that I received at the outset of the pandemic from friends who had made travel plans and weren't able to get a refund or lost their deposits. And so more of those who previously relied on online booking tools are now transitioning back to human.
I think the reassurance is so important today.
That's a big piece of it. It's not just the travel planning. It's if something goes awry, and particularly in the world today.
And with so much information seemed to change on a daily basis. What tests and what vaccination requirements were in what countries seemed to change on a daily basis. And I, for one, at least wasn't sure where to go for the right answer. And so I think, people really relied on that, on our people. And, people like people. There's no better there's no better place than the travel.
Well, we're monitoring that, we're monitoring. Because we're seeing potentially some upticks again in the coronavirus. I mentioned earlier that our next big Let's Go America tour is Italy coming, and that's coming up the week of Halloween. We'll have a live remote broadcast from Rome on November 5th. But then immediately we're going to jump aboard the Seabourn Ovation for the Let's Go America tour Mediterranean cruise. And, we'll touch parts of Italy, France, and Spain in a live remote from Palma de Mallorca on November 12th. So I mention all that because, a regular theme on this show for the past five or maybe, 6 weeks, whatever it's been now, has been the strong U.S. dollar, how it's making travel to Europe, the U.K., and other parts of the world more affordable. It's something Americans haven't seen in decades. Now, the downside is inflation is at record levels. The dollar today in America is worth about 88 cents compared to what it was 2 years ago. But are you seeing the positive benefits of a strong dollar involving international travel, J.D.? I want to stay focused on the exchange rates, and maybe any thoughts as we move into the holiday season and even 2023? Because the policies are not likely to change out there.
Yeah, I was in London over the weekend with one of my boys, and definitely saw the benefits there as well. I think this is a strange time as it relates to the markets and the economy and inflation. I think the travel won't be affected. This is a one person's opinion, but travel won't be affected by the likes of inflation and recession or whatever's looming in the coming months, like it normally would be. I think the travel is not seen to be a luxury service so much as it seemed to be a necessity after 2 or 3 years of not being able to travel. I think that people are viewing it as something they need to do and would rather give something else up than travel. And so certainly the strong dollar is going to be helpful. I mean, over the course of the weekend, it almost feels like you get paid to go to Europe at this point. And so I think that Americans are certainly going to enjoy that while it lasts.
Great way to describe that, actually, getting paid to go to Europe. really, there's some truth to that. So, all right, last question before we run out of time. Is there one place in the world that's now open that you're most looking forward to traveling, whether it's within the next 6 months or early in 2023?
This is a question directed at me specifically?
Yes, you specifically, or that you think travelers should
Perhaps
be,
it's somewhere you haven't been in a long time, or maybe somewhere you've yet to get to.
Or a place that hasn't been open.
I mean, Australia and New Zealand are two areas that I've been to a handful of times and was certainly are looking forward to getting back. They were very restricted, I think, opened up now. But, there's lots of other places. I just recently booked, using myself as a run a travel business, but I'm also a traveler and a consumer of travel myself. And an African safari is something that I've always wanted to do with my family. Mm. One of those things that I never got around to doing. While I can tell you that I just recently booked an African safari with my family for the summer of 2024.
Well,
I don't. because I don't want to miss it if we ever get to miss. I think, you know, the old adage, you don't know what you have until it's gone, really rings true with travel. And I think a lot of people are looking
at
that.
JD, we're gonna leave it there because, you know, we do call this the fastest 2 hours in travel for a reason. And actually, I'll be very interested to hear how the safari goes. So we'll stay in touch. But we thank you as always and look forward to the next time that we connect. So hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, JD. Take care.
Take care.
Thanks.
And safe travel. Bye-bye.
All right. There goes JD. Nice to connect with him, Mary. Good information that you share with us. Folks, right now we need to step aside for some important sponsor messages. Listener emails, the NCF, the right stuff are still to come today. We're also going to be taking you back to Maui and the Waldorf Astoria Grand Wailea Resort this hour and next. But when we return, haunted houses and attractions across the USA are going to take center stage. We thank you for spending 120 minutes with us today. There's still 90 minutes to go in the show. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.